Okay, we're going to be starting from the fourth line on Chav Chesam and Beis. Maskel Horeb Zera. Bamai. What's the problem? Why does Rabbi Kiva say it's Hefted Kachem? If he's made for it after Shchita, he doesn't have to get lost. Lizrak Dam Shloy Lishman, Beyata Basa Bachila. Continue the Avaida. Do it Shloy Lishman. You can be matred bachila. We find elsewhere that when you did something wrong in the shechita, just continue. Miloi tanya kibsei atzeres. Kibsei atzeres are the only shlomim that the tzibur brings. For those who say as el mekaimam, we say zibchei shalmei tzibur v'ashamets. Zibchei shalmei tzibur are these kibsei atzeres. Sheshacht and shloi lishman. That you shacht and shloi lishman on shuas. And therefore, you're not yaitz the kibsi atzeres, and we're not allowed to bring the dharma and the davis and yamtiv. According to this maliyamar, or you shechted in erev shuas, which is obviously not good for kibsi atzeres. Aliachas manam, the day after shuas, hadam yizra, keep on going, babasa yoicha. You can keep on going. It won't count as kibsi atzeres, but it'll be a kosher carbon. The maizu shabbos lo yizra, because midrabanu, you're not allowed to do shrika on shabbos. That you don't have to be Mzara Kurtza. But it works for Hakdre Murim Larev. You'll be Makhdre Murim by Shabbos. And so why can't you do the same thing here? And for the Gemara Amri, you're right. I will tell you. Either Shachat Ayla Shlamim Machinami. If the carbon he shechted was Ayla Shlamim, he can continue. And there wouldn't be a Hefzid Kachim. And the Rebbe Kiva would agree it could be made for. Along my skin, I'm going to Shachat Chatas Vareisha. He shechted the Chatas first, because it's not. And Bilach Halachas Mishlashtim Yatza. You can shecht anyone first, and shechatas is pasul shloi lishma. So that would be the hefted kachim. And the Rush points out that not only the evad if you shechatas first, the chatchili is supposed to shechatas first. That's what you're supposed to do. Dr. Gemara Vayit to b'med dvar mabur
b'taglav. That line, that's the Rush point out. That's negating what we just said.
The what?
We said that the first one is
chatas. We didn't know. This case was the first one was chatas. In fact, chatas is supposed to be the first one. But if you did it out of order, you're still yaitza. Meaning if you brought the oil first, which you weren't supposed to do, but you did that, and you did the taglachas, you were yaitza in the midst of taglachas.
What did I gain out of that?
It's just to show you that you don't have to have the chatas last, that the first one could have been chatas. So the Rush points out that Gemara could have said the first one should be chatas. He doesn't know why the Gemara didn't bring that. But Medvar Mamur Mataglachas Tara, but the Glachas Tumma Yofer, because she's going to have to keep a whole Zira still. But Meirai Mafil Mataglachas Tara Yofer, even though he finished the Karbonis, but she didn't do Taglachas, she can still be Mafer. Even though she can drink wine, she can be Metamel Mesim, but she still has the mitzvah of doing the haircut. He doesn't want her to take a haircut. But she Yachalim Yavshim Menisha Megalachas, I don't want a woman that cuts all her hair off of her head. Frankly, Gemara Batanakama isn't the mayor right. A malach ever should prepare menachmas, she can wear a shaito. The mayor of her prepare menachmas, aided the zuma. It's disgusting, Zakhtar Rush, that she has to wear a strange person's hair, loy nichalai. He'd rather have she have her own hair, and that's enough reason to be made for. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, Ishmadar is benoy benazir. A first person can make his son a nazir. Veini Ishmadaris is benoy benazir. A woman cannot. Ketzad gilach is shigiluhu kaibav. But if he can be meicha, the ketzad says, however, he can stop it. He can take a haircut and say, I don't want the naziris, or his relatives, which relatives is not clear, or Chashokhan and his parish says that it's only the relatives that are pasuleidus. Micha is a michu kreibam, they stammer meicha. But what happens? He already had the father, they already separated kabbalas. Chatos Tamus, because it's Chatos Shemes Baleo, or the Schapro Baleo, or whatever it is. Ayla Tikra Vayla Shlomim Yikru Beshlomim. The Chalim Liyay Mechud like Shalmi Nazir. The Einim Tunim Lechem, because it isn't Shalmi Nazir. Ayla Mas Tumim, there is money, and it hasn't been designated. Yipun Dava, Halacha Lebaish Mishinai, it falls to the Dava. If you learn that it's the Raisa, if you learn the whole thing is the Drabonon, obviously the Yiplul and Taba would be the Drabonon because with the rights of the whole thing is not a carbon. It's only Chulun Bazar Lav the rights. Moaz Mufarashim, the main Mechatas Yochi Yamamelech, Loy Nanav and Loy Mailan, the main Ayla Yavi Ayla Mailan Bam, the main Shlomim Bivi Shlomim, and the Chalmi Amechad and Tunam Lachim. Zatah Gemara Ish and Av Ishalai. Only a man can make his son a Nazir, a woman can't my time. That's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. No questions asked. This is the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina or Rish Lakish, and some people say Rish Lakish or Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina, because Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina might be a Tana. Question is, are there two Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chaninas here? Kedei l'chanuch b'mitzvahs, the whole thing is a chenuch. So why can't a woman make her be mechanuch her kids? Because Rish Chayev mechanuch b'nai b'mitzvahs, ein ish chayev is mechanuch is b'nai. It's again a machloikus. Is this a rule all over? It's a machloikus in Paiskim. Does a woman have to be mechanech her son? Some bring a raya from this Gemara, they're not. Others say this is only Rish Lakish, but we don't Paiskim that way. Mishlam l'Rabbi Yechud am halachi ben Asir, am to lachi ben Ayim b'toloi. That's why son, not daughter, because that lachi l'vayshim is in. I said son, not daughter. El Rish Lakish, I feel a b'toi. Why isn't the daughter? Why can't he do the daughter? Because l'chayr it's chenuch. And again, there's a shaylan, Taisi Shanim, and you may ask. The Gemara there says you do have to be mechanech your daughter. The Taisi Shanim answers that the chinuch on non-obligatory things is only by a son, not by a daughter. Mishlam Rabbi Yechon Ram Halachi Ben Azir, Halachi Ben Azirisim, Ben Adarim Loi, but it's a special halach on the Maishim Sinai. El Rishlagos Hafil Adarim Nami, why not in Adarim? Chinuch is chinuch. So the Gemara, let me buy a kamar, let me buy a medarim, the less than evil. Not so disgusting. If Ubin is here, it's like Nibu, to Logi Chayev Lechanchai. Interesting Russian in the Gemara of Chayev Lechanchai. The way the Rush explains it is, why is this a chinuch to make the kid a nazir? The answer is to teach him precious, right? Just like, why does an adult become a nazir? Why is it okay for an adult to become a nazir? We don't like to hear it. Please mute yourself. We don't like adults to become nazir. And Peretz says we do it for precious. So for the same precious, you can teach your kid precious.
Yeah, but the Dorim also being evil.
Usually not. It could. But the Dorim as a whole doesn't usually have evil. Mishlaim alamat abiyachanam alochi ben Nazir. Hainaditani mikosh mikhu kraivav. That's why there's a right for kraivim to be mecha. Because it's that the halacha l'maishim is sinai. Elu abeishim chenem rishlokish, kol kemineim kraivim, kol kemineim, do they have a right? Kraivim, kol kemineim kraivim, damalei lesigmi mitzvahs, can kraivim tell them don't do chenuch? Sever kol chenuch b'chashiv l'nichalai. Any chenuch that the relatives don't agree to, that makes a tumul, is not what he wants. And therefore, they can stop it. Mishlam elu abeishim malochi b'nazim shuvokim agalech b'abon hakafa. He can cut off all his payas. They sack him past rights, you're not allowed to cut off. It says you can't cut off the payas. And the Bechem Rachlin, I'm a Rishlokish, they have a Chanka B'mitzah, so I'm covered at Kafa. So I'm a Kafa, it's called a Reish, Midrabanon. The whole issue of cutting off all your hair is only Drabanon. Payas, the Reish is only when you leave the rest of the hair. The Mele, it's a Drabanon, and they waved it to Chinuch, Midrabanon, but the Chinuch, Drabanon, but Dokia, Kafa, Drabanon. So this is the first thing Rishlokish has to hold. Rishlokish has to hold, a Kafa is called a Reish, Leishma, a Kafa. He can bring a carbon. Isn't this Chulun Bazara? Chulun Bazara loved the Raisa. He holds Chulun Bazara is only rabbinic, and therefore you can bring it. That we allow you to bring it. Eat both to bring it and to eat it. It's only Drabanan. Again, this is the second thing Rish Lakish has to hold, that Chulun Bazara loved the Raisa. Mishlam Rabbi Yechon Alochi Ben Azor, he can metami maisi department svarim, the koichol kayan malika, that he can bring the birds, and the kayan eats the chata saif, which is malika. And Rabbi Yechon Chanina Mishlok is alochon nevela, I is eating nevela, because malika makes nevela. Sabra Rabbi Yechon Behuda, the ain't shkita loif in atayra, the shkita barb in atayra, who mazor lav deraisa. So that's three shitas that Rish Lakish has to hold. Hakafa is called a reish leishma hakafa, hulam mazor lav deraisa, and ain't shkita loif in atayra. Frank the Gemara v'saver Rabbi Yosi Hachi. Does Rabbi Yosi have Yehuda hold that ain schit to life min atayra? But how do Rabbi Yosi who's over minayim l'chat asayv shibol asafik? How do I know l'chat asayv comes on a safik? Ve'ein ashein in achelas. Now the Rush points out the Gemara asked the last question. Really, he means to say how you know you're bringing l'chat asayv al safik to begin with. Tamalim v'asav v'asav l'atochim l'alkeva. Magus l'alkeva l'zachar n'gil as we spoke out during the week. Zachar is the code name for any aveira that both men and women do. Ma'azachar may be carbon alavadai. After keva, when she gives birth, may be a carbon alavadai. She brings chatas life and eilas life. Ma'azachar may be alasafik. This is an asham tali for him. After keva, may be alasafik. She brings an animal. She brings birds. So the question we see clearly that he must hold Yeshkita life in Atira. Because if not, it's not two Isurim. That's not a kasha. He might hold the inshkit to life in Atira, but he still doesn't want it eaten because it looks like two Isurim Drabonon, and Drabonon didn't let you eat it. Whereas by the case of Chinuch, maybe they did. Let us say it's a machlokes tanoim with its halacha l'maisha m'Sinai, or it's a chinuch. At Moshe Madar is b'nai b'nazir. Until when can the father have a right to make his kid a nazir? And according to the Rosh Hashita, at what point does it stop? It stops at the same point that the father can't make him a nazir. So Achiyavi Shtei Saris till 13 and Shtei Saris. Again, Stasaris and 13 are synonymous usually, so we use that word, but the age itself would not determine it. You need Stasaris. Rabbi Yaitse B'Yudah, I imagine Gilain is the Dharm till he turns 12, and he knows who he's making the Dharm to. My love, to know either. Rabbi Sabah Lachri Ben Azir. I forgot that Gilain is the Dharm, even though he can make his own Naziris. Magalei Ba'azul, the father has a right out of Maisi Stasaris. That's what the Torah did. It gave him a right all the way to Stasaris. Rabbi Yaitse B'Yudah, I imagine Gilain is the Dharm. He owes its chinuch, and chinuch only goes to the kid can do it himself. But even the nafik mishus, since the kid is out of his mishus, meaning he can make his own naziris, shulei mechayev. And for the gemara miloy, the kula amalachi benazir. Now the gemara is going to give different terutzim. This is a possibility. Possibility number one is that they're arguing whether it's halacha or chinuch. Possibility number two is the kula amalachi benazir. They're arguing the right for a kid to make the darim and naziris at 12. Is it rabbinic or biblical? Rabbi Sabra Mufasam Glish Drabonon. Therefore, Basi, the Raisa, that the father has a right, Dachi Drabonon. The Beitim Yehuda Sabra Mufasam Glish Drabonon. And therefore, it ends at 12. Because with the Raisa, the kid takes over. That's second possibility. Mibai Sayyim of the Kulam Kadil Chanukah B'mitzvahs. Mufasam Glish Drabonon. Rabbi Sabra Asa Chinuk Drabonon with Dachi Mufasam Glish Drabonon. Rabbi says he goes till 13. The chi of chinuch extends beyond when the kid can do it himself. So therefore, there's three possibilities in what the machlokes is. Either Rabbi holds halacha and Rabbi Yosef Chanin holds rabbanon. Either both hold halacha, and the question is whether muflas hamaklish is at the right of rabbanon, or the third is that both hold chinuch, and the question is chinuch strong enough, even though the kid can do it himself. But Rabbanon, it's kind of Rabbanon still stronger than that.
So when do you say that it might be 12?
There's a Tana that says it's 12.
I'm saying what?
There's a Tana that says it's up to 12.
Up to 12, and then the kid takes over.
The kid definitely has a right at 12.
Yeah.
The question is, does the father's right end?
Where do you get... Why should this be
100
and anything else?
Look, we learn how the Shaila. It's a dry to dry bonum that at 12 you can make Nadarm. Mufusamaklish. It's a special Xerit. Either to the right, so we learn that from a pasuk. Ish Kiyatli, once he understands Nadarm and he's close to being an Ish, or it's a dry bonum. That's a machloikus. It's Mufusamaklish the right, so Mufusamaklish dry bonum. Lema Hani Tanoi, Kani Tanoi. It's not lema, the Rush points out, it's not a habamina. It's the way it is. The following Tanoim have the same argument. At what point does the father stop? At 12 or at 13? Tanya Maisim of Chanina Shadir Rabbi Ben Azir. His father made him an Azir. Rabbi Yulif Nehrim Gamliel, and he brought him in front of Gamliel. By Gamliel, Bite Gilayim, maybe Shtasaris and Blayabi. Gamliel was checking him if he bought Shtasaris. That seems to say that it's a Shiloh of 13. He must have been 13, and he was checking for Shtasaris. Because at 12, he wouldn't check for Shtasaris. Yaitzai related Megillah and it's the Dharma Mlav. He was asking whether he understands what the Dharma is. He was only 12. So Machloik is 12 or 13. That remains. Amalei Rabbi, I'll just start a little bit, Katie. Don't check. I'm Gatlan Yehbishu Abba. I'll be a Nazir either way. I'm going to leave Nash guy right here, kicks him in his head. I'm going to move to the possession by Rabbi Yisrael. He become a Paisa. I'm going to leave him. It wasn't long. I told him, Rabbi Yisrael. So, Mishlam Rabbi Yisrael, who did the you learned the Dharim, how did the Dharim cut on the Abishalaba? That's the way he said it, because at 12 you can do that. Elu Rabbi, I'm at Yavish De Cyrus. God, let me ask me. The Gemara understands it's a hard Havamina, the Rush says, but the Gemara has a Havamina that he checked him at 12 for Shnei Cyrus. What difference would it make? Elder Kamar Habishuabi, Habishuatsmi. He actually Shnei Cyrus, period. The answer is no. He was checking him for the hairs because he was 13. In fact, the Gemara, he actually Shnei Cyrus, me Kara, Kambinazir's delay. Ilubisaif, it becomes at the end, Kambinazir's Avuah. The question is, what happens if it comes in the middle? His father started, his father stopped. Now his starts? He wasn't Mekabu yet. So what happens? It makes sense. He's 12, right? So if he doesn't understand the Dharm yet, he's because of his father. And it lasts 30 days. But according to Rebbe, that's 13. Right, according to the Mandiyama that says it's 13. So actually, El Rebbe, I'm actually Shnei Cyrus, my Yikalamaymar, it stops at the point of Shnei Cyrus. So how in the world does the kid keep this Naziris if he gets Shnei Cyrus in the middle? El Rebbe, like a Takanta, the Yasa, the Levi, Yasa, the Dabawa. He would have to be a Nazir for sure, cover both. Meaning, if he had Shnei Cyrus now, he would have 30. If his father didn't have Shnei Cyrus, his father would have 30, but maybe in the middle it switches. He would have to keep Naziris long enough to cover all bases.
If he had Shnei Cyrus to begin with, then what?
He becomes a Nazir because of himself right away. If he had Shnei Cyrus, then he would only be a Nazir for 30 days.
And if he doesn't?
Well, it depends. It depends if he develops in the middle.
And if he never does,
he doesn't develop it at all. He's a Nazir because of his father.
Then he only does 30 days?
Yes.
That he doesn't have to be
Mekabel
anything at all.
Why should he? He didn't have Shnei Cyrus.
So he did it as a Kabbalah. He doesn't have to repeat it.
His father did it.
He doesn't have to repeat anything as a Gadol. Once he becomes a Gadol, the Frog.
Again, if he became a Gadol in the middle, he'd be stuck.
He never had a Shnei Cyrus.
So then he's a Gadol for his father.
That's
it. Right. I didn't get into it this week, and I won't get into today. And that is that there's a whole sugya about that we are afraid a 13-year-old had Shnei Cyrus and it fell out. There's that fear the Gemara deals with in other Masechtos. And Mepharshim are bothered that the Gemara doesn't bring that into the sugya. Which this makes a major problem. He might have gotten Shnei Cyrus any day and it fell out. Not a 13. Not a 13. 13 is not a Shuma. But before I my bothered, why isn't the Gemara bringing in that sad? What if he had Shnei Cyrus and fell out? And we don't know.
At 12?
No, at 13. He's a 13-year-old. We're checking him for Shnei Cyrus.
Rabbi just said not 13.
One Mandiyama says at 12, and one Mandiyama says it happened at 13. In the Mandiyama, it happened at 13. We're checking him for Shnei Cyrus. So before I my bothered, the Gemara does not bring in the fear that maybe he had Shnei Cyrus and it fell out. So every 13-year-old, every single day, is a Safek Gadol. Again, the Gemara did not get into it. The Mepharshim asked this as a kasha.
If you say he Shnei Cyrus is a 12-year-old,
it's meaningless, right? That's a Machlokes Tanoim of Masechtos Nida. We Paskin is meaningless.
So over here,
that was the kasha the Rush asked. The Rush asked this. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda happens to be the one that says he's a Gadol at 12. So he says it's a most of the life shikha, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, so what he would have to do 2 years.
Again, if it happened. Look, the Mishnah is Megalech on the Ziris Aviv, the Einish Megalech is on the Ziris of the Yah. Case that the Rush changes the Gersa. Mishahaya, I'll read the Rush instead of making it up. Mishahaya Huva Aviv Nazirim. The Hippish Aviv Ma Stumim Lazirim, they were ready both Nazirim. Rabbi Yaisi Hara Elu Yiplu Nadava. She ain't Zemegaleach on the Ziris Aviv. Right? Mishai Aviv Nazav Ailai Mas Tumim Umes. Lama Bain Arani Nazam Shagalea Amanasha Galea Hamas Abba. Zelsh Megaleach on the Ziris Aviv. Right. My time, Rabbi Yaisi Halachi Ben Nazar. Nobody argues. This is Halachi Ben Nazar. that a son can use his father's money. My lemmer, what's the chiddush? The ben yaris is aviv baslai, meaning shita that the daughter can't. The son inherited. Only had a daughter. Mal the tamer yarshim gmir law. That the halacha lebayis mitzina was yarshim. Kamash malan halacha no, only son, not daughter. Even if she's the yereshes. Ibayilu pligi rabban alay rabbi yisrael pligi. I like pligi. I'm rabbi yisrael like. V'imtim tzvayim pligi aresha. Are they saying there is, meaning, Aresha would mean that they hold he can't be Megaleach anytime? By a same for it, they're saying he can be Megaleach both times.
Okay, but that's... In China, we should be
Yorish. They are, but not this. Not this halakha l'maish
v'tina. You mean to tell me they didn't ask on this?
I guess not, because their father wasn't an Azim. They wanted a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't want to become the Zerim. This is only if a father died when he was a Nazir. Klav could have died long before.
Meaning it wasn't bothering them.
No, it was not bothering them at all.
It doesn't matter to them.
Why should it matter? Father died 20 years ago. Or whenever he died. And again, the rush changes the Gersa. Let me read it inside the rush. I don't know if he writes it here. Yeah. Misaya of Nazir, Behifris, Mavis, Moss, on the Jerusalem, Mace, Farmer, Rainy Nazir, Amanash, Galeach, Hamas, Abba. That's the one that's Megaleach. Abba, Misaya, Huga, Aviv, Nazir, Behifris, Aviv, Moss, on the Jerusalem, Mace, Elu, Yipul, Zabba, Divere, Reb Yaisi. So it's clear that they argue and they say in both cases he's Megaleach on the Zeres Aviv. That's the Shaila. I told you some want to learn that we had this conversation earlier in the week. Boy Rabba, Yeshlo Shnei Bonam Nazirim. Mao, Hilchas the Gemir Lon called the Kadam Golok Golok, first come, first serve. Adomi Yerusha Gemir Lon, it's with the Yerusha Nepalgahab. By Rabba, Bechayru Pasit Mai. What if it is a Bechayru? If you assume that it is Yerusha, they split it, does the Bechayru get two-thirds? Hilchas the Gemir Lon, Bilkul Leboy, Geluchu Lefum Adi Shaku. And according to the Rush, the next Shaila is an explanation. Because Imtim Tzalayim Yerusha, who Lufu the Shalkim Megaleach, by regular Yerusha, that's Bechulam in Islay, Pishnayim. I would beheg this light. This is according to the Rush, part of the previous Shaila. Does he get Pishnayim in this? Because this is Hegdish. I don't make even the Kanil in the Galuach, Leishna Aviv Leishna. So the Rush learns it's not an extra Shaila. It's part of the same Shaila.
If
the Pishnayim applies to this money because it's Hegdish money.
Well, the first part of this Shaila.
Again, the Rush learned it's one Shaila. When you read the Gemara, it sounds like two Shailas.
Let's say they had a daughter first. He had a daughter first.
Forget about daughter. It's over. There's no Bechar.
Oh. So he had two sons. It was for sure.
First, the Gemara wanted to know if the two sons split it or not.
Two sons. It's not before there.
Again, the first child of the Gemara was if it split 50-50 or the first come, first serve. If you learn it's 50-50, does the Bechar get it right?
And get more.
Yeah. Why should he and why shouldn't he? So the Gemara explains it according to the Rush. Bechar's right is a hula, not in Hegdish. And this is Hegdish money. It was put away for part.
Would dictate.
That's the Shaila. We're asking a Shaila in the halakha of the Maishu Messina.
I can hear how there's two separate Shailas.
Why?
Because the first one could be that there's no, it's just Yerusha. Is it Yerusha or not Yerusha? Do they split it 50-50 or is it exactly?
That Shaila is an own Shaila. That's its own Shaila. Nobody argues on that.
So what's
there's part? Two, if you read the Gemara by Rabba, you would read it as two separate Shailas. By Rabba, Bechara Pashat Mai. Hilchus the Gemara Labilka Lebayim Gulchizim on the Shako. Doesn't get Pishnayim. I do Yerusha, Vichaycha the Tanko Pishnayim, Achim Megaleach. The Imtim Tzolay Mar. Ilfim Meshaka Megaleach. If you get, he gets two thirds of the money. So the chulin who the eslebi is not on the hegdish loy. Now, what is this shaila different than the shaila we just had?
Yeah, exactly.
Therefore, the Rosh says it's explaining the previous shaila. First, he brings up shot. There's a difference in the guy said are elul in Zerusai, are elul in Kabbalah in Zerusai. First, he said in Zerusai it's not hegdish yet. But if he said Kabbalah in Zerusai it's hegdish, that's why it's a double shaila. The Rosh rejects that shot and says it's one shaila that the Gemara explained. No.
What are they going to use it for?
They're using it for Kabbalah Naziris. The guy's being Makabul Naziris to use that money. They're going to use it for Hegdish.
Oh, it's because the brothers all became Nazirim.
They want to become Nazirim, right? They want to do the Zecher Nishmas. They're very into this.
So they wanted to save money.
They like to save money. Or they feel it's a good aliyah in the Shema to the father to use the father's money. But that's the Gemara by Abiv Nazir Eilam, Bu Nazir Stam, Abiv Nazir Stam, Bu Nazir Eilam. My. Ki Gemir Hilchus of Stam Naziris, Adamalashna. And if you say it by all Naziris Tara, by Rav Abiv Nazir Tame, separated money from Nazir Tame, Bu Tame, Nazir Tar, Abiv Nazir Tar, Bu Nazir Tame. He wants to separate it in case he becomes a Nazir Tame. My, take him. Meshamei Aymrim Hegdish Tars Hegdish. Meshu Aymrim Ein Hegdish. Ein Hegdish. Keita. Amishar Shachas Yatsmi Beishi Rishener Hu Hegdish Yatsa Lovan. Now, the original understanding is Meshamei Aymrim Hegdish. The question is, according to Meshamei, why is it Hegdish?
The white one.
The Havamina. Again, so far, there's going to be a Moscow. We're not finished yet, but what we're up to.
So the Russian, when he says that Av, it means...
We're Av.
In that rush that explains the Mishnah, he's only going on that one side, not
Correct. The other side. Correct. Dinner Zav, Shalbi, Adi, Mishnah, Hegdish, Valus, Shokesh, Mishnah, Hegdish, Mishnah, Hegdish. Chavashi, Ayin, Shalbi, Adi, Mishnah, Hegdish, Shem, Mishnah, Hegdish, Mishnah, Hegdish. Why we need three cases? The Gemara will explain. Why? We learned that from Tmura, which is called Tzayf Hegdish. Mat Tmura, the guy wanted to say Tmura Sayla, he said Tmura Shlomim. It becomes Tmura Shlomim, even though he didn't mean it. I've Hegdish, I've a little bit to us. Hegdish, to make the original Hegdish, Mitoas, Lemaxina. Frek to Gemara, Lebeshamay, what kind of comparison is it? If he wanted to make a tmur at noon, we have a tmur that he shaita. Does it work right now? He didn't say a mistake. He didn't say something he didn't mean. He said black one, and it wasn't a black one. Why should it be chal? Amra Papa, you're a whole different shot. It's not the white one that becomes eggdish. It's the first black one that comes out. So even though he said the black one, which will come out first, he meant the first black one, not the black one which we first of all the Shvara. So he misspoke, and for misspeaking, we say the first black one is Kaddish. Abkach Nemer Rishon, the Chieitzer Rishon. I Vashar Shachar Kamar, Mila Yaskin of Lesley Lahai. Maybe he only had one black one, so what does he mean, the first black one? Like three Kaddish, they train Tlasa. He has two or three. Salamim Kane Yatsa Barisha, my boy, they should have said the one that comes out first are the black ones. He didn't say that. So never be so says he never meant to break them. He only meant to say if the black one comes out first. It didn't. But Beshamai said we interpret his words to mean the first black one. That's Hegdish Tars. Yes?
Going on with the white one is not
at this point. Again, we're not finished.
Okay.
We're in midstream. At this point, when we ended on Friday, the white one is not Hegdish. He never meant the white one. He said a black one. Because he said if it comes out first, it didn't come out first.
So, both conditions have to be met.
Yeah.
And Beishamai holds.
He meant we hear first black one that comes out.
And is that a chiddush because he did say something first?
Well, we are in making his words say a little different than they sound like.